This is Conscious of Crazy, Con Science with Knowledge, or Am I Crazy? Podcast, you know, got a member of the family, you know, and then also represent hip hop, which is Higher Infinite Power, Healing Our People. I got a member of the family. Definitely liked his information. Definitely liked his channel. Definitely like what he's doing. Definitely. So for the people, introduce yourself for the people. Yeah.
Well, I'm Sensical Sense. I'm a rap artist and a producer as well. My music is based on Pan-Africanism. It's based on Garveyism. I normally say that I am not a rapper who happens to be an African. I'm an African who happens to be a rapper. So I believe that I put my Africanity first. And I believe that all Black people should put their Africanity first before gender, before religion, fraternity, anything. You put your Africanity first, because if it wasn't for Africa, there would be no religion. There would be no anything. There would be no humanity. So that's what I.
Definitely.
So that's who I am.
Yeah. So how is Kenya right now? How's the environment right now?
Kenya's good. Kenya is a political. It's stable, but whenever it nears the election, that's when things get shaky. Because I can tell you, there's a lot of, you know, we have 42 tribes in Kenya, yeah. And there's a lot of tribalism going on in Kenya. That there's a lot of disunity. Based on, you know, fueled by Kenyan politicians. We have a lot of problems in Kenya. We have a lot of tribalism. So for me, as a Pan-African, I don't believe in such things. I believe that we should all come together, because if you look at the things that tribes beef on, it's stupid. It's just nonsensical. So yeah. Kenya is a good place. It's always a good place, but whenever elections near, that's when things get shaky. Yeah, man.
So what was like your first introduction to hip hop, and what made you want to produce music? And I guess what, and then so what was like your first introduction to hip hop, like your favorite artist? And yeah.
When I was 16, I started writing poetry when I was in high school. But you know, poetry isn't fun when you recite it. It's normally fun when, so when I put it in yeah. rhythm, I never went back. So that was my first introduction to rap, because rap is rhythm and poetry.
Exactly.
My favorite rapper is always Knowledge Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone. KRS-One.
Nice.
That is my guy. That KRS is number one for me.
So who's number two? Like, who's your five, I guess? To say dive into it, yeah.
Okay. Number one is KRS-One, but now 2, 3, 4, and 5 is not in order.
Okay.
Nas, X, Rakim, Kool G Rap. And I will add, and let me just add, because I love this woman, let me just add Lauryn Hill for
nice.
She's a
legend, definitely a poet that turned into a rapper. You can definitely tell.
Did you listen to her verse in the Nas? That was creepy.
Yeah, she was painting that picture, man. She was on it, man. So yeah, wow. She did an amazing job. Yeah, definitely missed her. Now, did you hear that Andre verse on that was supposed to be on Kanye's album?
I've not heard it. I haven't even heard the Kanye album yet. I haven't heard the Kanye album yet. But but I'm here to hear it. I'm here to hear it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that song was crazy, man. He spazzed, man. It was it was amazing. Yeah, Andre 3000, man. He's always been different, man. So, and yeah, I think you've seen it. I did a poll. I said Andre versus Jay-Z, and about like 80% said Andre 3000 over Jay-Z, just strictly based on lyrical ability and verses. And I kind of feel the same. And then also did Mos Def and Common. And I think Mos Def and Common are definitely, if Common's not in my five, he's definitely my sixth, man. But yeah, Mos Def is just, he always had my ear, man. And then he's a Sagittarius as well. So I'm a Sagittarius, so I can relate to Mos Def. So
you're a Sagittarius. I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, man. Andre, it's some it's crazy. I might start doing a poll too, because when you look at it, like Gemini's, y'all got some crazy MCs, great hip hop artists, you know, from Kanye, Tupac. This Kanye, Tupac, there's four really. Yeah, Kanye, Tupac, Kendrick, and Andre. Like, just on those four, it's like, it's crazy. But Sagittarius, we got a little bit of everybody. We got Jay-Z. Yeah, we got Mos Def. We got DMX.
And X is the O.
Yeah, we even got Nicki Minaj. And then and then the closer, we got The Game. I don't know if you like The Game, but yeah, I feel like he's a top California MC as well. But yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I was definitely thrown off KRS-One. Like, I really don't hear KRS-One like that's on someone's top five. So I guess, what was your favorite album? I definitely agree, because I've been studying KRS-One, just the knowledge he provides about hip-hop alone. Like, I definitely have him top in hip-hop history on the list. But yeah, why is he number one for you?
I love
Royce the 5'9" voice. What boxes he check off? How many boxes he checks off?
Oh, Royce. Yo, let me tell you something about Royce. Royce is lethal. Yeah. Royce is a lethal striker. I think Royce, Black Thought, Common, and Sahai the Prince.
Yes.
Those four are the most underrated MCs. I feel like those four are very lethal strikers. So back to KRS. I love KRS because of one thing. He is never scared of spreading the knowledge. And that's where I got the confidence to share what I have, because when I look at the industry now, yeah, there are people who are spreading the knowledge, but it's a few who are doing it from from the standpoint of Pan-Africanism. Well, in the mainstream world, I don't see anyone who is preaching Pan-Africanism and Garveyism, but that's no problem. So my favorite album, KRS, is Return of the Boom Bap. That is the one. Return of the Boom Bap. That album is forever in my playlist. Forever.
Yeah. I definitely Sign of the Police. You know, that's the sound of the beat. Yeah, I love.
Do you know that album is so ahead of its time? He was talking about how black cops also tend to because we keep talking about white cops and how they do police brutality, but he was also confronting the black cops for condoning it. Oh my, like Chris is amazing. I can spend the whole day talking about Chris. Yeah. But Chris is the one.
He's definitely a legend, man. And definitely love Chris. And then you mentioned one of my favorites, which is Rakim. I have Rakim is my one, you know. Rakim is definitely my one. I feel like Nas is my two. I like Nas over Jay-Z. Just the lyrical ability. And Jay-Z. Yeah. Respectfully, Jay-Z is definitely my three. But like, and then I got Tupac, and like I said, Mos Def is either Mos Def or I could say Mos Def or Andre 3000, really. Just lyricists and you know, MC strictly. So yeah.
Yeah, though, yeah, so for me, my top five is Chris, number one. The constant is Chris, number one, for me. Yeah. Then from that point, it, there's no order. It's Nas, Kooji Rap, Rakim, Lauryn Hill. Yeah. Man.
So, and like, Nas, how is Chris better than Rakim, since I'm kind of – I'm just going to poke the bear a little bit. It's like, how is Chris better than Rakim going to –
Well, according to me, I can say this.
Okay.
When it comes to me, I lean more on the message part.
Yeah.
Rakim is more on the skill part.
Definitely.
Rakim. So for me, KRS is more on the message part. Rakim is more on the skill part. Chris is also a skillful guy, but Rakim is, you know, the syllables, the way he attacks. Oh, man. Rakim writes differently. So because I'm a guy who leans more on the message part, I pick KRS-One over Rakim. But yeah. Rakim this is the most skillful.
Yeah, that's why I lean to Mos Def, because I love most that's like content. I feel like content matters, and that's the thin line between a real MC, you know, that represents hip hop, or just a rapper that just represents rap. Because I feel like it's a thin line between rap and rap and hip hop. You know, what's the thin line for you? Like, I feel like you mentioned the content, but what else an MC must be considered? You know, a rapper versus an MC. What's the difference for you?
Well, you said rap and hip-hop. That's very interesting. I like what KRS-One said. I said rap is something that you do. Hip-hop is something that you live.
Yeah.
Hip-hop is a culture because rap isn't hip-hop, because hip-hop is MCing, breakdancing, DJing.
Yeah. So many elements.
And, So hip and hop, there's a difference. Hip-hop. Yeah. I keep on, hip is knowledge, you know, you're hip to something, you know something, then hop is a movement. So hip hop basically is a movement of knowledge.
Exactly. And then even a play on my words, you know, conscience, you know, science always meant knowledge, you know, back in the day, man, let me kick some science to you. Like it was always a play on words. So I definitely loved it. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely agree. And I've been in back and forth. It's like, yeah, she represents rap, and then she represents hip hop. Like, I got to break down Rap City. She's hip hop. I feel like.
Let me say one thing. Yo, Rhapsody is the one right now. It's for me, it's like Rhapsody and Tierra Whack. Oh, man. Those two are the ones who. There are many who are doing it, but for me, Tierra Whack and especially Rhapsody, those are the females who I listen to every single day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some females I listen to when I get the chance. Of course, we mentioned Miss Hill, but like Queen Latifah, MC Light. I forget who else I've been listening to lyrically. But yeah. I was saying on my podcast, I know for sure that Rap City, she kept up with Royce da 5'9" and Black Thought, you know, and Nicki Minaj, I don't know if she can. And then I definitely love Rap City. She's definitely an incredible NC. You said Tierra Whack, she's definitely incredible. And then I had the conversation like, yeah, Meg Thee Stallion, she represents rap. Like, she has elements of hip hop, you know, scattered, but yeah, it's like, she's definitely rap, and it's no disrespect to her either, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and sometimes I don't think that Lady of Rage gets the credit that she deserves, because Lady of Rage is also a beast, you know, she's one of the greats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. So who's some of your female MCs? Because I feel like you touched on it a little bit. Do you have a top five for them?
Oh, you know, I've never thought of a top five female MC. But I can say this: I can say the top five females who I must listen to, almost on a daily basis. Of course, the Queen Lauryn Hill, number one, number one, number one. I can say number two. I can say, Rhapsody and Tierra Whack. Then I'll save the last two for old school. Now, this one I'll have to say Foxy Brown.
Nice. I like Foxy over Lil' Kim. I'm kind of yeah, I like always like Foxy.
Yeah, there's a way Foxy attacks her delivery is addictive, man. Like there's a way she yeah, oh my goodness. The way she attacks lyrics. Whew, Foxy, man. Foxy is the one. Well, Lil' Kim is also dope. Don't get me wrong, she's one of the greats, but for me, I pick Foxy because of the way she attacks her lyrics. It's so addictive to me. Yeah, so
That's your four.
there's one more. Yeah, so there's one more. I'll say who can I say? I'll say Rodiga. Yeah.
Rod Digga, I respect that. I definitely was a huge fan of like Busta Rhymes group. So I definitely Rod Digga was nice. Even some that passed, before their time. Left Eye, she was nice.
Oh my goodness.
Left Eye was nice. And like I mentioned Queen Latifah. But MC Light, I feel like she's female Rakim,
That's the one. That's the one. There are many. There are many females. Females don't joke when women when they women are just different when they hit the mic. It's like it's like they want to be the best. That's why I keep on saying. When it comes to so I keep on saying black women are special, man. They are special. Whenever black women decide to do something, they'll do it even better than black men.
And one of my favorites. I loved Eve. Eve, she had a nice run in hip hop. She
Oh,
actually
yeah.
had good potential. But one of my favorites, she kind of reminds me of Biggie sometimes. Missy Elliott. She was she never spent she never said a whack verse, and her skills was incredible.
And also her her videos will never be forgotten.
Her and Busta Rhymes, like they mastered. I think that's the verses we probably have to have. Missy Elliott versus Busta Rhymes, it just makes so much sense to me.
Yeah, because also Buster has that unorthodox style. And also Missy, also that would be good. That would be good. Missy and Buster will be very, very interesting.
So I think you voted. You
That's
said,
it. Okay. But let me just say this. Even though I can say that, part of my artistry, I can say, comes from also Kenyan rappers. There's a rapper called Nyashinski. He is my favorite Kenyan rapper. I've been listening to him since I was a kid. And we have Nyashinski, Jua Kali, and Issa. Issa passed away many years ago. So Kenya also has good spitters. I'm telling you, Kenya is a really, really competitive country in terms of rap. So yeah.
How would you describe your music? You mentioned like you're heavy on the message. So how would you describe the sound of your music?
I would describe it as conscious, but at the same time entertaining, and it's a type of music that you can jam to.
Oh, so
Another thing,
so
you know the thing.
it's edutainment.
Basically, yeah, it's entertainment.
KRS-One,
Exactly.
KRS-One.
Exactly. Yeah, and because normally when I hear a lot of conscious rappers, good message, good delivery, good everything, but there's always one thing that's missing, and that's the entertaining part. Okay, so which is why I like Chris, because when you hear the whole of Boom Bap, or You Must Learn, or I Got Next, like mm-hmm. when you listen to KRS's albums, he they are really, really educative, but you can also jump to them, you know. So that's what I learned from KRS, and also Chuck D.
Chuck D is one of my favorites, man. Yes. His delivery alone, and yeah, even and then going back to Rakim, he always he definitely had a good balance. He always sprinkled the message in there. He talked about Africa, of course, and the ghetto. You know, he talked about, and even his name, you know, Emet Sun. You know, is breaking down his name. You know, it was some truth in his name. You know, yeah, the Sun people pretty much to sum up his name. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, the Sun people, the Africans are the Sun people. So yeah, he reads. You know, he has a thirst of knowledge. So So basically, that's where my style. That's what my style is. It's basically edutainment, but I really, really emphasize on the Pan-African side. I really do. I think that's missing in the hip hop industry. I really do.
Yeah. It was always about knowledge itself, and hip hop definitely sparked, you know, with Fight the Power. It sparked my interest, you know, in, you know, knowledge itself. Like, and then that ventured into Malcolm X. It's like, oh, Malcolm X. And then it just ventured into even Steve Biko. I love mm-hmm. Steve, you know, and even, of course,
Steve Biko.
Yeah. And then, of course, Marcus Garvey, definitely love.
That's the one. Doing.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You think you could freestyle? You got a freestyle in you? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Let me tell you something. But, you know, I'm an honest guy. I'm not a good freestyler. Yep. The thing about freestyle is that people always say, oh, you can't freestyle, so, you know, you can't rap. There are many greats who can't freestyle, but they're one of the best. Yeah.
One of my favorites is to tie back, like Lupe. I think we even talked about Royce a little bit, but yeah, Lupe is one of my favorites as well. Like Lupe is.
Oh, wow. The Cool is one of the greatest albums I've ever heard. Cool. Oh,
Food and Liquor, The Cool, Toso and Youth. But even Royce, The Allegory was an amazing project.
Wow. Wow.
Book of Rhyme was pretty solid. Yeah. Yeah.
The Allegory was good. So I learned a lot from The Allegory. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a top five for your favorite albums this year or favorite artists this year?
This year, I think, you know what? This year, I think the person who carried the day was J. Cole.
Yep.
I'm
a J. Cole stan too. So yeah. And I like J. Cole.
Let me say something about Cole and Kendrick. When I was writing poetry, when I was scribbling poetry in high school, and when I shifted from poetry to now rap, they're the ones who I really studied, because when I was 16, it was, because I'm 21. So when I was 16, Pimp a Butterfly was out, and Forest Hills Drive was also
powerful
out.
Albums, man. And,
And when I studied To Pimp a Butterfly, that's when I said I must do rap. When I studied Forest Hills Drive, when I saw how Cole started telling stories about his lifestyle, his past, Kendrick and Cole are the people who inspired me to shift from poetry to rap. So yeah. Kendrick and Cole mean a lot to me.
Yeah, I'm definitely I'm waiting on that Kendrick album. I think it might come next month, if not definitely November, but I think it's gonna come before the year is over, the calendar year, of course, you know. But yeah, Kendrick, he's just a different monster. And yeah, man, and one of my favorites, of course, in TDE is Absol. Absol is definitely slept on. His wordplay ability, his play on words, it's like I'm a I forget what he said. He said, "Oh man," it's like, "Oh man," he got. It was crazy.
There's a song in the Black Panther album. He said something about warfare, then he split warfare into war is
There,
warfare.
no,
That was
yeah. It's like his
Woo.
warfare. No, yeah.
Woo.
It was
Hey,
some.
man.
I'm gonna look it up, but it was some lyrics on this song he did with Rap City. You know, he was just playing around.
Oh
But
yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was. I think that's the best Absol verse I've ever heard so far.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely amazing, man. He's definitely slept on. Let me see. Yeah, he says, and then he also to tie it back, he said hip hop is the intellect and hop is for the movement, you know. Yeah. And let's see. Man, he said, "I'm sacrilegious, making sacrifices, anti-Christ." It was, yeah. So he plays with words. He's one of the best to me. And then he said, "Cause even at, cause he's, cause even at crossroads, you know, Bone Thugs are in harmony. You know, that's a Cleveland
Wow.
group. You know, yeah." This is so easy for him.
I mean, you know, that's the thing about TDE. I like, man, TDE has no jokers. TDE is straight spitters, no jokes.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, man. So I guess current acts, you got J. Cole and Kendrick as your two. Who else? And what other albums that you like this year?
You know, this year I haven't heard a lot of I've been, you know, I've been focusing on my music. I have
Yeah.
a lot of music to come. Well, of course, this year I released my first single, Unapologetically African,
Okay.
and then I listened to the and then I released When I See You remix, the Fantasia remix, the one I sent you.
Yeah,
And
nice, nice record.
yeah, thank you. And then I have two more coming up, and I have a video coming up as well. So you know, I've been focusing on me. The only album I've heard this year is the J. Cole album. That's the only
Okay.
one I've heard. Oh, and the DMX one, and the DMX album, and the
DMX.
DMX album.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I like that album
So
too. Yeah.
yeah, hey man, the when X died, that affected me. X was
Yeah.
X was one of those. X was one of those rappers that I was happy when I see him post something on Instagram, or when I see him post something on YouTube. Just anything to see that X is doing well, and that X
Exactly.
is doing fine, and he's happy. Anything to you know, to show that I was there, because I've been an X fan since I was a kid. So anything to show that X is happy in life, that one put a smile in my face. And when I, you know, when I discovered that he died, it was painful. It was painful.
Yeah, I'm definitely still shocked about it. And even once again to Michael K. Williams, that pretty much
Oh.
did a homage to him. You know, Slippin' is one of my favorite DMX songs, you know, because DMX, you know, the key to him was just how open and honest he was. I feel like
Yeah.
that was the difference between him and just his ability to, you know, to make words simple, and just the simple things he said and how he said it was the key to DMX. And yeah, he definitely impacted me, and definitely hip hop. He left a huge stamp on hip hop, definitely. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and my favorite DMX song is the one he made to his grandmother. Forgotten the name. I've
It might be called
forgotten the
Slippin'.
name.
I think it's slipping. He sound like it's not slipping.
No, it's not slipping. It's him and Faith Evans.
Just
Google DMX and Faith Evans.
I Miss You. I Miss You. Yep.
I Miss You. Yeah, that one. Oh my goodness. Oh, and that song hit different when he passed.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh man, that. But X, you know, rest in peace. His spirit will never be forgotten.
And then you know, Biz Markie as well. He was a legend. Biz Markie. Mm. Yeah, we definitely miss him. His spirit, the energy that he gave to hip hop, and even to tie back even further, because I became a huge fan later, finding out about him. But Guru of Gangstar.
Gangstar.
He was kind of the closest thing I feel to Rakim. Like, I feel like he was pretty close to Rakim. His sound, I feel like he mastered the craft of just delivery, and he was just pretty much talking. Like, he just talked to you. It's a lot of MCs that don't really have to have a rapper. You know, I feel like some MCs have a rapper's voice they put on, but he was just talking to you. I think that's incredible. Yeah. He was a legend.
Oh my God. Guru has that. He had that delivery that was, like you wanted to hear more, and more. And DJ Premier, I think, to me, let me just say the truth. DJ Premier is my favorite producer, hip hop producer of all time. Yeah. Premier is my favorite. No,
so I just
Dr. Dre is obvious, but sometimes I have a hard time choosing between Dr. Dre and DJ Premier, but sometimes DJ Premier comes at the top, because Premier is the one. Yeah.
I feel like solid hip hop fans, you know, hip hop heads definitely won't be mad if you say DJ Premier, even Pete Rock, you know, and even Knife Wonder, who else? And I had a back and forth. I just went live, you know, Kanye versus Pharrell. But yeah,
What do you think? What do you think about who do you think will win, for Pharrell or Kanye?
So I was Kanye. I played some Kanye records. I feel like it was a close battle. I say maybe it was like 12-8 or like 11-9. I'm kind of biased. I feel like I might have won. I might have won, but I'm not foolish. I feel like it was pretty close. But I feel like Pharrell, you know, he works with a lot of people, but Kanye, like the work he did just with Jay-Z alone, is kind of hard to beat that, you know. And then he worked with Pusha T and, you know, even Lupe, you know, it's kind of crazy.
You know, the thing about Pharrell is that, you know, I like listening to old school. And when you listen to Pharrell production, most of the time it's funk, it's soul, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, anything that has funk and soul, give it to me. I'll rip that beat apart. I will rip it apart.
Exactly.
I love, because my favorite musician, KRS is my favorite rapper, but my favorite musician is James Brown.
I respect James Brown, man. And I feel like, even to tie it back a little bit more, someone that reminds me of James Brown is definitely like Anderson .Paak. You like Anderson .Paak?
No.
Yeah. You heard of him?
Mm. Yeah. Anderson .Paak is good. His album with Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And you mentioned other producers. I feel like someone that was close to DJ Premier, but you know, his career was cut short, sadly. Definitely was Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla was amazing. Yeah.
Mm. Also Scott LaRock KRS-One's producer. Scott LaRock, I think if he was given more time on this earth, he would have been one of the greats. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man. I guess since we're talking about producers, and I don't rap, I know I look like Lupe, but I ain't got no bars.
Yeah, you look like Lupe, though. You know, I wanted to tell you that you look like
I can sound like him. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Believe all that, unless you're Jewish, but life is not a dictionary. It's a thesaurus. But
you said,
yeah, I got some Lupe bars, and it's a lie. His catalog is crazy. But what producer would you love to work with?
DJ Premier, number one.
All right. Who's two on that list? If DJ Premier, you know, his phone went to voicemail. who else would you
first
call?
First of all, I would be so disappointed. But number two, I'll say Pharrell.
Yeah. What I'll if DJ Pharrell. Premier is a texter? You got to text DJ Premier.
Pharrell, obviously everybody wants to work with Dr. Dre. Yeah. I'll say Dr. Dre. And you know what? I like to work with Cole because Cole is a dope producer and he doesn't get props for it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the other box he checks off. Like, you know, it's easy to be a rapper just, you know, rapping over anyone's beats, but you're creating your own albums pretty much. You're creating your albums and you're rapping on every song by yourself, and you're creating a classic with no features. You know, and even one of my favorites, Big Crit. Big Crit, he does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Crit is dope as well. Yeah.
I definitely call J. Cole too. Yeah,
but you see, I also produce as well. I taught myself how to produce. So nowadays I produce everything, I mix everything, I write everything. I do everything for myself nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, hip hop, man. Definitely I guess any more information or anything you want to, any more things you want to dive on your style or your, I guess, is KRS-One the number one rapper that influenced you the most, or?
Well, Kendrick and Cole are the people who inspired me to shift from poetry to rap, and you know, they're the ones who made me they're the ones who made me get serious. You know, they're the ones who, when I shifted from poetry to rap, I was like, wow, I have to be serious like the way Kendrick was serious in To Pimp a Butterfly, and I have to be serious like the way Cole was serious in Forest Hills Drive, because Forest Hills was my first Cole album I've ever heard. And Paper Butterfly was my first Kendrick album. So I was like, wow, the bar is set high.
Oh, yeah.
But when I started listening, because I've always been a KRS, when I started rapping, I never really knew KRS well, because I've been a fan of his singles, but I've never studied his work. So when I studied KRS, I was like, wow, who is this guy? Yeah. What is he saying? Like, why is he doing the Jamaican type of, you know, type of flow in his? I was like, this guy is different.
Yeah,
this guy is different. So I had to study that man intensively. I've watched his lectures, I've watched his interviews, I've listened to almost all of his albums, and I said, this is the man. And I've listened to. And I've studied the greats. Trust me, KRS is my favorite. So yeah, so that's why. And my style, and you know why I preach Pan-Africanism and Gavism, because I believe in the organization of all African people. I believe in the organization of all African people from the continent and from the diaspora. Because now I can tell you right now, we are behind. We are down. We are the most disunited, disrespected race in the face of the earth.
Definitely.
And we need to come together. We have African Americans denouncing the fact that they are not African. We have also Afro-Latinos, and basically some people from the diaspora, some Black people from the diaspora are not accepting the fact that they are African. And that is so it bothers me because how can you denounce the land that is the father and mother of civilization, that is the father and mother of all religions, that is the father that is the basically the source of humanity?
Yeah.
How can you be ashamed of a land that is the source of humanity? I have never understood that. I have never understood that. So that is what I really, really, and you know, if I become successful, which I pray I will, I really, 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 really want to organize African people, and I'd really want to organize an economic Pan-African body that can really connect the continent and the diaspora economically, because economics is the most important thing.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Economics is definitely key, man. And you're right. We're definitely behind. And you know, one of my favorite intellectual individuals I follow, Dr. Claude Anderson. You know, he said. He pretty much said and exposed how far behind we are. Even Dick Gregory, you know, he exposed how far we are behind. Yeah. Yeah. I got to meet Baba Dick Gregory. It was powerful, man. And
really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was powerful, man.
Tell me about, because there are four people I admire now. Well, number one is Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yeah.
Dr. Claude, obviously, and Dr. Arikana Chiwombori. Dr. Arikana is a Zimbabwean Pan-African. I think people need to listen to her as well. So those three are my favorite. But if there's one person, even though he's dead, but if there's one person I really, really like listening to, is Dick Gregory.
Yeah.
Dick Gregory would give it to you straight. Yo, tell me, how was your experience with Baba Dick Gregory?
So I went to a show to see him. So I pretty much a lecture, and then after the lecture, you know, I got to say a few words to him. You know, I didn't want to upset him. pretty much, man, got to say, man, I appreciate you, man. I love what you're doing. Hey, man, appreciate you and love you. And the information he knew. I feel like the information I know upsets me every day, and it kind of ties into, you know, even James Baldwin, you know, to be hereditarily conscious in America is to be enraged most of the time. So, you know, Dick Gregory represents conscious or crazy, because I feel like he's on that thin line. It's like, man, he's just yelling all the time. Like, what's wrong with him? Like, what is he talking about? What conspiracies is he? It's like, nah, it's some truth in it. Yeah.
Yeah, because even when I watch his YouTube videos, I'm like, there's something he's trying to communicate. The reason why he is angry is because he just wants to, he knows something, and he doesn't like the way we are fighting. You know, he's just like, what are you people doing? What are you people doing? You're like, you people need to get serious.
Yeah.
So that's what I really like about Dick Gregory. So, I mean, lucky you, you met Dick Gregory. I've always wanted to meet him. So when he died, I felt bad. I really felt bad. But lucky you, man. Lucky you.
Yeah, powerful. Crazy thing. I think it was like, might have been like 15 days or something went by. And it was like within the same couple weeks. So I met him on August the 2nd, 2017. And he passed away. Well, he transitioned. I don't use those words. Like, he transitioned, you know, the 17th for that month. So. Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
I got his book and everything, you know. His books, his information was definitely impactful, definitely. Yeah.
Dick Gregory is to me the most, he is, if you want to be a Black celebrity, you need to look up to Dick Gregory, because this man sacrificed his comedic career to go and fight in the South with the Honorable Dr. King.
Yeah.
And he financed the civil rights movement. I mean, do you know how it's like to be the top comedian in the 60s, but you give that up to go fight for your people?
Exactly.
That is amazing.
his documentary exposed like the struggles and the trials, the mortgages and, et cetera. Wow. It exposed all his struggle and definitely got to respect everything that he did, for the next generation. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, mate. God, I know he's up there. You know, I keep on saying that the ancestors, like Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Honorable Garvey, Malcolm, even here in Africa, Steve Biko, Dedan Kimathi. Dedan Kimathi is a Kenyan hero. I mean, that's one of the ones for me. Basically, our ancestors are up there, and they're angry. Yeah. They're like, we are giving you all the spiritual support that you need. We're just waiting for you to work. We are just waiting for you to wake up and to start smelling the coffee and to start seeing the bull that's happening. Because I'm telling you, we need to get serious. Especially ever since the pandemic started, we have been on a downward spiral.
Yeah.
We need to be serious.
Yeah. Mm. We need to unify over everything and by any means necessary, by every means and any means necessary, it's way overdue. And this is kind of similar to the conversation I even had with Lupe. I had a conversation with him.
Oh, you met Lupe?
I talked to him like through Instagram Live. I didn't meet him, but just talked to him through live. But I feel like it's known that it's an imbalance in our communities, and we just got to get it together, and that's all we need to do. And I feel like it can't be done, but we have to change our mentalities. We have to fight through all the traumas we've been through as a people to overcome this, because I know we can. We're the strongest people walking this earth. And
are you kidding me? We are the strongest people on earth.
Yeah.
You know, white supremacy is a global issue. Okay. Yeah. The Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, you see, these white supremacy is a global issue.
Yeah.
But we can never fight a global issue individually. We cannot have Black Americans fighting on their own, Black Europeans fighting on their own, Afro Latinos. No. We need to come together as a people, because the only way you can defeat a monster is with another monster. Mm. It's just as simple as that.
It's simple math. Yeah. it's simple, and it's time to get it together. It's time. We can't keep waiting on someone to come out the sky to help us. Like, nah, that's we have the power, we have the energy, but man, definitely appreciate this conversation, man. Any more information on what's going on in Kenya right now?
Well, Kenya is a beautiful country, man. Kenya is a beautiful country. The people are beautiful. Kenyans are very resilient. We always find something to do. Kenyans are not lazy people.
Yeah.
We work hard. Well, Africans. All Africans, we are so resilient. We just do something. So Africa is a beautiful place, and I'd like to say that this is your home. Have you ever been to Africa?
No, I have not. But yeah.
Yeah. So when you get a chance, come home. This is your home. Don't you ever let anybody tell you that you're not an African. Not even me, a continental African. Don't you ever let anybody tell you that you are an African, because Africa, you don't need to be born in Africa. Africa needs to be born in you. Always remember that.
Yeah.
So you're an African. You should come here. You should invest. You should come learn Swahili, learn Yoruba, learn anything that that can make you blend with the people, you know, you just come and blend with us, come invest, come create opportunities, come, this is your home.
Yeah, man. You know, one of my favorite books I have is, it's not really a book, it's like a map.
Let me just take my charger.
All right, no problem.
Yeah.
One of my favorite books. It's pretty much a map. It's called Pyramids. It's called Pyramids in America, and it exposed me to the ancient history, the ancient cultures, the prehistoric cultures and societies that was before us, and pretty much how pyramids are in China, pretty much pyramids are in Australia. It's a powerful book. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this has been Conscious of Grace. This is a knowing what's right, what's wrong versus a mentally unsound mind. My conscience or my crazy. Appreciate your family. Peace.